we've talked a little bit about, you know, how you persevered through each challenge, each step of your life and so forth. So when things got really tough for you, how do you get buy-in?
Well, certainly having what I call certainly a good family unit, a good faith, but also having what I call a mentor board. I've been very fortunate that others have helped me throughout my careers, and I always have believed in giving back. I believe in the basic premise of servant leadership. That's my whole foundation, serving others in leadership. And so folks have mentored me. I think it's very important that I've always felt that I should help others too, just as my parents taught me. So talking it out with folks on your mentor board. And those folks have been men and women. And I've done the same in terms of mentoring men and women. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I've mentored in the city schools and felt so strongly about it that I designed an award about 3 years ago called the Diversity Award. It's DIV, and then HER is in the middle, HERCity, Diversity Award, because I wanted to give back, but I also wanted to celebrate a girl student who was maybe sitting in the back of the room, was that child that really nobody really paid any attention to, and maybe she was a C student, but had a lot of potential, because I kind of saw myself in that kind of role as I was coming up through grammar school. And so I chose one city charter, one city school, and one rural school in Springville. And this award celebrates a girl in seventh or eighth grade who is moved from maybe a C average student to making some improvement along the path in her academic achievement. But she also shows good citizenship toward other students. So I've given this award now for, this will be my fourth year coming up.